get ready for an all-new Hardline segment.
It's really old.
It's time to step into...
But that's okay.
The Snake Pit.
All right, it's Snake Pit time, and it's brought to you by...
Eatsy's Market and Bakery.
Thank you, Eatsy's.
The host and star of
Well, because I know how to party.
Snake.
On Tuesday, whenever we came back from the Memorial Day weekend, and Dave did the story about Furiosa and Garfield having the worst Memorial Day maybe ever.
In 30 years.
30 years.
Outside of the COVID year when cinemas were closed.
So I go home that night and I'm on the internet and I'm thinking about that because my brain works that way. And we all know Memorial Day to be this kind of tentpole as far as launching films.
And also a chance to honor our fallen soldiers and military.
That's kind of cool too, but movies, right? Movies.
Snake.
So just to put things in perspective, Top Gun is the number one Memorial Day launch we've ever had. Made $160 million that weekend.
The original, what was...
No. Top Gun Maverick.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And it goes down from there.
Starring Dwight Powell.
And so then I look at, okay, well, where does that put... Where does that put our friends Furiosa and Garfield? Well, it puts them at 37 and 38. They made $32 million and $31 million. So I find that note, and then I look right below there at 39, and what do I see? I see Star Wars Return of the Jedi making $30 million in 1984.
But that's not inflation adjusted, is it?
No, 83. No, it's not. It's not at all. And obviously at the time, that would have been the biggest Memorial Day launch ever. And then I'm like, wait, were all the Star Wars movies, did they debut Memorial Weekend? And so I start... going back and going back and going back. And I go all the way to the 100s when you're counting most successful Memorial Day launches. And the answer is yes. On May 25th, 1977, Star Wars A New Hope was released. And on that weekend, it made $1,500,000. And the reason we're doing this segment is because nobody ever released movies, big movies, on Memorial Weekend. George Lucas was the first. And the reason George Lucas did this, and this was what sent me down the rabbit hole, George Lucas did this because it was actually launched on a Wednesday before Memorial Weekend. So he got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Kids get out of school. Back then, every one of us got out of school on that Friday of Memorial Weekend. That was just the end of school, and the beginning of school was Labor Day, after Labor Day. That's just the way things worked back then. His idea was, we launch it on Wednesday, kids go see it, they come back to school on Thursday.
They talk about it.
Bro.
Then they talk about it again on Thursday, so on and so forth. But the problem is that he only released it in 43 theaters. So he was really selective. And on the flip side of it, the competition that weekend was a movie called Smokey and the Bandit.
Dang.
So Smokey and the Bandit and Star Wars were released on the same day with a little bit of fanfare. People were kind of excited about Star Wars because they heard the buzz. But the reason Smokey and the Bandit, which we think of like as a summer blockbuster for back in the day, it was released back then, unbeknownst to any of us, in New York first. So they ran this in New York, and it bombed. And so the studio said, holy crap, we put a lot of money into Smokey and the Bandit. It's going to fail. Let's stick it on Memorial Weekend and just see what happens. But let's stick it only in the South because, you know, it's the South. It's a guy driving a Trans Am with a semi buddy hauling beer across the South. That's it.
Using their CBs.
Exactly. It's a very Southern movie. Well, you take those two movies that were released on insignificant holidays or an insignificant holiday back in the day And by the time January 1st rolled around of 1978, Star Wars had sold the most tickets. Second was Smokey and the Bandit. So they were released on the same day. So George Lucas had this idea, and it was very specific. He was 38 theaters is what he released it in, and everything worked to perfection. The word of mouth, even obviously with no internet, no anything, word of mouth traveled so quickly across the country that it became this must-see thing. And by the time that it was in wide release, which was a month later, you couldn't get a ticket.
Right, and then that's when we see those photos, those grainy photos of lines around the block around the 4th of July.
Yes.
Like by the heart of the summer, everyone wanted to see Star Wars.
So did you guys see it in the theater? Because you're younger than me. You're like 3 years younger than me. Were you too young?
I feel like I didn't see the original Star Wars for over a year after it came out. And I feel like back then they brought it back to theaters at least once, if not twice.
Before Return of the Jedi came out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Before Empire.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it ran. I'm sorry. That's what I meant for Empire Strikes Back. It ran. I mean, it was number one, dude, for the whole year. It dropped out of number one after 6 weeks and then regained a footing on number one. This was like Titanic. And it was number one for the whole summer into the fall. I mean, it was obviously the biggest cash cow that they had ever had. It was the highest grossing film of all time until E.T. broke the record.
Yeah. And at that time, studios were not cranking out content at the clip they do now.
No, you had your movies that like, oh my God, what are we going to do with this? You had like five a year, or you know, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, if it was a blockbuster, it could stay in a theater for 6 months, eight months.
It would not shock me to find out, and I'll never know the answer to this, but if I didn't see it for 24 or 30 months after it originally released, just because I remember this is a big deal, here are the action figures, oh, it's coming back to the theater, I wonder if Grandpa will take me sort of thing, right? So it was, and then I feel like we went and watched Empire maybe a year later. So I don't remember it, but it all feels.
I have a vague memory of seeing it at a drive-in theater, like in the back of my friend's parents' station wagon or something.
With your friend's parents doing it.
Yeah, like
you're looking over their shoulder.
Well, they probably backed into the spot. So yeah. we had sleeping bags in the back of the station wagon looking at the screen.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Dad's checking the oil in the front seat.
Right, there's popcorn tricks everywhere. Yeah, but you think about...
Sounds romantic.
Got a great idea, honey. But from the... This is what launched Memorial Day movie madness, which is great alliteration. The fact that these two movies, Smokey and the Bandit, and I remember as a little kid, I saw Smokey and the Bandit first. I did not see Star Wars. Me and my friends went to see Smokey and the Bandit. My sister went and saw Star Wars. She comes home and she's like, oh my God, she's 2 years older than me. She goes, you're going to lose your mind. I mean, I'll never forget like sitting outside on the porch, her coming home with my dad going, I can't even describe what I just saw. She was in like fifth grade. I would have been in second or third grade. And she's going on and on and on. And I'm like, but I just saw the greatest movie of all time, Smokey and the Bandit. About hauling beer across the South. That's the greatest movie.
That's the real Millennium Falcon.
It really is. You can't beat this. But I found it really funny that they dumped it on the South. They dumped this movie that failed in New York City where people are walking out going, really, Burt Reynolds? Because he was the biggest star in the world at the time. They're like, you just did this? Boo. Thumbs down.
This seems more like an SEC movie.
100%. They dump it on the South. It made $2.6 million on Memorial Weekend. By the end of June, it had shown in every market, major market in the South. By the end of July, it had been shown across the country. And by the end of 77, only Star Wars had sold more tickets. But the rollout of really that had no purpose to it. It was just, they lucked out. But Star Wars, the rollout, by the time it actually got to Memorial Weekend and George Lucas's idea had been realized, he forgot that it was being released because the major release was a month later and he was working on like re-edits. It wasn't even finished yet. Like what his idea of it was. So if you saw it on Memorial Weekend, it was a little bit different musically. It was a little bit different editing-wise. And he forgot until he went, drove past with his wife, the Man's Theater in L.A., and saw the lines around the block and was like, oh, God, my movie's out. And then, obviously, by the time it got re-released at Man's Theater a month later, that's the infamous shot that we've seen a million times of Darth Vader in costume and 3PO, and like they were all out there for the actual world premiere past Memorial Weekend. But yeah, that's how Memorial Weekend movies got started. Of course, it was Star Wars. So there you go.
There it is.
There was my rabbit hole.
Everything goes back to Star Wars.
It kind of does.
So,
and that's why
closing,
it's so badass.
Furiosa bigger than Star Wars.
Yeah. Barely bigger than, so Furiosa was way bigger than Star Wars, but it was only released.
Furioso, not, it's not female. It's Furiosa.
Yes, Furiosa.
Yeah.
But, on today's dollars.
Furio.
Not even close.